back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. In the big experiment, I've got all my good friends and contributors on the show, and we're going to just say hi to them quickly. Even Stevens here in Red Fella, and how are you guys this morning?
Oh, real good, Rob.
I'm well.
Good, good. And I've got Mason Dixon, because he's always here, and being that it is Small Business Saturday, Mason gave me a call a couple days ago, said, Rob, I've got an idea that I just have to share on the air, and as usual, I kind of maybe snickered a little bit, but he's always at least, I know it's going to be entertaining, so I can't wait to hear what you've got. How are you, Mason?
I'm doing good, Rob Dog Boy. I'm excited about this idea. I got it. It's Small Business Saturday, and I got a good idea going to make us some money today, boy.
I bet you do, and I can't believe you sat there that quietly for that long while I introduced the other folks and introduced this segment, but hey, tell me about it.
Okay, well, you know how downtown South Haven, they got Center Street all tore up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's bad for business downtown. The merchants downtown want to get customers there, but people aren't even going down there because they can't get through. But I got an idea. Well, you know how you sometimes have that Carrie Troyer from Three Blinds Brewing on the show?
I do.
Well, maybe you could talk to her and her daddy, and they can loan us one of them mules. You know, they gave one away last year, and they could loan us one for the day for Small Business Saturday.
Ooh, and so what you're thinking is, I'm guessing you want to bring people to some of those shops that people otherwise can't get to?
An off-road shopping shuttle, what if you get in that little mule, and I'll go off-road, and I'll get you to all those shops on Center Street. We might have to jump in over a couple of ravines and stuff, but we'll get you there.
Wow. Boy, I don't know quite what to think about that. I mean, it sounds like a great idea, especially for those folks that are down there, because a lot of people don't even think that those places are open.
I know. You're probably worried about if people buy something fragile that it might get broken on the way back or something like that, right?
I wasn't really worried about that.
Well, I got an idea, too. How about, like, even Steven and Redfella, they could offer the delivery service. So you don't even have to bring your packages with you back on the mule. I just drive you, go off-road. We could get a little crazier there on turns and stuff and get you back to your parking spot.
I'm not sure if we want to involve those guys with too much, but what do you guys think about that?
I can do a delivery service.
Yeah, I could do that too.
Well, I think he was talking about with the drone. He didn't mention it, but I think it's with a drone because the packages aren't going back on the mule.
Ooh, I'd love to fly the drone.
Ooh, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys would. I don't think that's going to work.
Nah, look what you did. Now neither one of us can fly the drone. Please let me fly the drone.
I didn't do nothing, and I want to fly the drone. I want to fly the drone. I want to fly the drone.
You know what?
No.
We might be at this all day if we're just going to let these two sit and argue. Mason, so it... obviously, there's a drone here, and I'm not even, you know, thinking of flying my drone. I think that I'm a little worried about that, too. Do you have a drone that can fly?
No, you see, Rob Dog, we were talking, like, since you got a drone, you always get those videos going over the lighthouse and stuff like that, and you're not doing it, like, in the winter.
Be quiet over there.
So then we thought that you know, they could kind of use your drone, and they could deliver the packages that way.
I like that.
I think I don't think they're licensed, and I'm a little worried about that, and I don't think we're going to be able to let them do that. So that's a little bit scary, and I'm sorry about it, guys.
I don't like that.
Bro, this is not fair.
You're so mean.
You know what? I don't really care. It's my show and my drone, and all the rest of the stuff is mine, too. So you guys don't even get an opinion. Why don't you guys stay quiet for a second? Mason,
man,
you got anything else? Because I don't think that's feasible.
Actually, I do got another idea for these guys. You know, all the talk of the town is all about porch pirates this time of year, because there's people that will steal packages right off people's porches. Well, seeing that Maritime Museum downtown, they ain't using that pirate ship anymore, right?
Yeah.
Well, they probably got those some pirate costumes all.
I mean, no, but I'm getting where you're going with this.
They got that. They got those pirate costumes, and there ain't no pirates right now. So maybe the Maritime Museum can employ little Steven and Redfella to be like the good pirates, and they can like patrol the city of South Haven and protect the city from all the homeowners from having any porch pirates. They could be like the good pirates, right? And then, hey, maybe I could take that mule and we could turn it into a pirate ship and I could be the captain and wear an eye patch. And I know this girl's got a stripper pole in her barn and we could like maybe weld that to the mule and then we could weld
a stripper pole and a mule.
And a 55. not that kind of mule, Rod Dog. I'm talking about the Kawasaki mule they got at that Vander Zee Motorplex.
You're going a little too far. It's a family show there, Mason.
Hey, I wouldn't mind starting a family with some of them girls out there. Dream Drive Ruin, I tell you what.
Oh, my. Stop it. Yeah, you're killing me.
But we can make a crow's nest out of a 55-gallon drum, you know, weld that up on top of the stripper pole and stuff. Yeah. And hey, which one are you going to ride in that crow's nest up there?
I'd do that for sure if Rob would let me.
What about me? I'm here too. I want to do it, please.
I've heard enough of your begging.
I'm not begging. It's about equal rights for people like me. I just really...
You know what?
What?
You guys are I don't know if I'm going to let you guys in the studio anymore. Last time you came in here and closed the show, you left it with a smell that the studio still hasn't been the same. Mason, why are you trying to bring these guys in?
They're a disgrace. I agree with you, Rob Dog, but you know, they're always hanging around trying to work your way into the piece of the action. So I thought, you know, I could keep them busy with some of these ideas because can't do it on my own, you know.
Mason, come on. Bring me something.
I don't know, Rob Dog. I that's all the ideas I got, but you better be making that call pretty soon because there are going to be shoppers going out there, and I want to get that shuttle started. I'm thinking like $5 a ride. We could be breaking in the dough all morning long now, yeah.
You guys be quiet. Don't say a word. We ain't kids, you Mason, know. What did you do for Thanksgiving? I got another minute to finish. I don't want to hear from these guys another word.
Hey, that's
no,
not...
No, not another word.
Fair.
Well, you know how...
Thank you.
You know how they you got this frozen turkey and you got to thaw it out somehow? Well, we found out by frozen turkey bowling that, like, the friction of going down the lane and stuff, that, like, warms that bird right up and it didn't take long to cook at all. But I did good on my frozen turkey bowling, I tell you what.
Well, I bet you did. And I bet you guys had a great time at in your family. But you know what? I think I'm just getting a thing in my ear. It says I've got a phone call to take. They said it's T-Rex calling in that he's a little unhappy about what's been going on in this segment. Do we want to take this? Talk to him?
Hey, man, he's your hater. You probably it's time to forgive and forget, I imagine. Don't you think so?
All right. I'm going over time here, but let's give him a minute. All right, T-Rex, how are you?
Hey, Robert, I'm listening to the stupid show, and I hear you talking about Christmas time and Small Business Saturday, and I thought I would call with my Christmas wish.
Well, you're an awful mean man, and you remind me of the Grinch, but I will grant you that. What is your Christmas wish?
Well, I think this would be a beautiful thing for all of South Haven and the cozy listening area. How about for Christmas this year, you take a long holiday and, like, stay off the airwaves
Shut
for
up,
the
Steven.
Whole 2020? That's a good wish. That's right.
I figured that's kind of what you might be wishing for, but hey, guess what, T-Rex? I have to apologize. I just talked to the staff or talked to the people over there, bought to Paul Ann Decker, and he says I've got a second season on my way and the time slot's mine if I want it. So I have to apologize to you, T-Rex.
I don't want to have to listen to this for a whole other year again. Please, I'm gonna write a letter to Cozy and see if I can get that decision reversed.
Well, you can go ahead and give them a call, and if you want to send me an email, I know you know it, I will give you all their contact info to give them a call directly, because I'm sure they'd love to hear from you.
Boy, they'll be hearing from me, that's right. It's the worst thing that Cozy did was hired you to be one of their DJs.
He said,
well,
DJ.
I'm not a DJ, and I do buy this time for myself to try to put out the good word, and we're actually trying to be a little entertaining. Got a few other friends in here, and you're going to call in with this kind of stuff. I'm going to give you 10 more seconds. What do you got to say? Merry Christmas to
all
you.
All I know is those guests you have on the show, those friends of yours, they're all idiots and they make you sound intelligent. And that's not saying much, I tell you that.
Yeah, that's enough. All right, T-Rex, you have a very, very good Christmas and I hope Santa treats you well this year. Goodbye. Well, that's all the time we got. Even Steven, Redfella, don't say.
Oh, we can talk now? Rah, I don't rah. Want to.
Yeah. All right, you're good. Mason Dixon?
Let's tear it up, Rob Dog. Now make that phone call. Get a hold of that Carrie Troyer.
Yeah, okay. I'll be right on that. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Rob.